And you're very welcome to Mullingar, the county town of Westmeath and home to around 22,500 people. We are here in the Mullingar Park Hotel on the Dublin Road, around 9 kilometres from the beautiful Loch Ennell, scene of a spectacular murmuration of starlings earlier this year, caught on camera by local photographer John McCauley. Well, we are here this morning to speak to the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris. His parliamentary party is on day two of its get-together before the Dáil resumes next week after its summer break, and we will speak to Mr. Harris on the programme after 8 o'clock. For now, we are joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, hello, good to see you.
Hi, Audrey.
You were listening there to Councillor Kelly talking to Karen. What notice will the leadership of Fianna Fáil take of what the councillors in Cork are saying?
Well, I think it is an important day for the leadership, because if Micheál Martin isn't truly successful in this one, it will show that that control that he has had over the party for some time now, going back to many different spats and disputes, all the way back to when they last thought about putting a candidate in the presidential election, Laura Samuraku, which was very early in his time as leadership. He was able to handle all that and deal with it quite efficiently. What you have here is a parliamentary party that didn't like the approach that was taken through the summer. They believed it was too coy. They weren't told. And you see Billy Keller emerging as someone who will get several votes when the parliamentary party vote today. And you have councillors up and down the country as well who are championing his cause. I suppose in some ways what you're looking at is akin to a football manager, as they see it, walking into a dressing room and saying, I really don't see anyone here who's quite up to it. I need to go and buy a new striker. Micheál Martin sees it differently. He sees the role of presidency as above politics, as above party. And there is a merit in that, because whoever becomes president always resigns from the party they come from anyway. But it's viewed differently by some within the parliamentary party. And for the first time, I think they have exerted a degree of pressure that will be borne out when the final numbers come in today.
What are you hearing on that score? Could it be close?
I think it'll be close enough. I think Billy Kelleher, it seems, even though this is a secret ballot and some people have been reserved despite everything, despite predictions from both camps in what they are actually saying. So it could be somewhere in the order of 20. If it goes above that, what you'd have is a significant number within the parliamentary party exerting their power. It's 70 members of the parliamentary party that will vote in the end rather than 71, because Mark Daly holds the constitutional officer role as Cathaoir Lucha the Seanad. That's putting him above politics on this particular day. So it's from a pool of 70. Billy Keller is definitely targeting 20 votes there, possibly more.
Mm-hmm. And the lead headline in this morning's Irish Independent, Áras Pic, quote, a referendum on Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil. Is that how it might be seen? A challenge almost by proxy?
In some ways, it can be seen that way, because the Billy Keller campaign has gathered momentum, even if that's not borne out in dramatic numbers in the end. There definitely has been a lot of debate and there has been something of a rebellion underway. We'll see the exact breakdown soon. At the same time, I suppose if Jim Gavin is to run, and he is successful and does run a successful presidential campaign, well then, like all presidential elections, it doesn't really impact that. We do know that categorically, local, European or general elections. Michael D. Higgins' position coming from the Labour camp formerly bears that out. So it mightn't have a huge impact long term if things progress in a certain way from today.
Here we are in Mullingar among the Fine Gael parliamentary party members as they meet ahead of the Dáil coming back next week. What's their mood?
Well, I think they're trying to focus things on the budget, trying to say this is a new government and this is the first of 5 instalments, and that there is opportunities in the budget to do things. In some ways, though, there's going to be a hard political sell around that, given the reality that things are still quite expensive for many, many people up and down the country, whether that's groceries, whether that's energy bills. And what you do have is that absolute fact now that there won't be once-off payments. Now, the Taoiseach yesterday, when speaking about that, saying, well, there will be things in the budget that will help people with the cost of living. He talked about childcare, he talked about education, and also mentioned pensions. At the same time, it is a hard sell. On top of that, you have this possibility of a tax break for property developers, which governments say, well, if that were to happen, that's the final bit of these measures that are aimed at trying to get builders to build more homes and to do that quickly. All those things, I think, make the composition of this budget probably more difficult than other ones.
When I got here last night, it struck me very quickly. There's an overt Garda presence here, which is unusual to see at these events.
There definitely is, and that's something that was to the fore throughout yesterday, with Simon Harris talking about how difficult it was. He said he had to dig pretty deep to come here as a result of the threats that were made to his family in recent times. Now, as I understand it, there are other members who hold ministerial office within the government who've also had to up their security considerably in the last 7 days. So there definitely is a sense that there is a heightened security threat, and I think that does feed into the mood, and it does make things far less jovial than you might expect at these autumn gatherings, which usually, despite everything, have a degree of optimism about them, given the term ahead.
How does he seem to you, observing him yesterday after the weekend of threats?
Well, I think he spoke openly about it, and his second answer to that, when he was asked again, did seem on the verge of being rattled and expressing a real emotion about it. So this is something that's very much there. It's at the centre of this gathering, and it's at the centre of the return of the Dáil as well. And the fact that he put that line in his statement last Saturday, where he spoke about being guided by his family on taking the next steps, leaves a certain ambiguity about, is Simon Harris hinting there about, is he looking long term and the possibility of not continuing? Now, he didn't answer that yesterday. He spoke about turning up, and leadership is about turning up. So I suppose suggesting not, but I suppose the fact that things like that get written at all, that things like that get expressed, definitely changes things.
We'll be speaking to the Taoiseach on the programme after 8. Sinn Féin, they're still talking at their pre-Dáil meeting in Dunleary. What's the mood there?
Well, I think they have to make a big decision when it comes to the presidential election. But they do feel there is a real chance, as they see the primary aim here is to ensure that no one from the government parties, with the backing of the government parties, win the presidential election. And how do you achieve that? I suppose when you look at the early polling data taken from the Sunday Independent and Catherine Connolly in around the 20% mark, is there enough by Sinn Féin coming in full score behind that campaign to really boost that figure? Or could it be achieved better by putting their own candidate in the race? That's the calculation. But what you do have is a real political contest. Yes, it's way out from the next general election, but it is being used by the alternative, as they see it, something Ivana Batjic and Labour spoken about as well, to try and build momentum towards the change of a government. So the next 5 to 6 weeks are going to be really interesting on that score. I think just on the polling data as well, there really is that interesting point when you look at the general election, and there are moments there when you see Fine Gael candidates being excluded and they're transferring 60% to Fianna Fáil. It's around the 50% mark going the other way. So you do look at those two candidates and see there's going to be a significant transfer if the election trends are borne out again.
Okay, Micheál, thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, it's 7:25.